MTD Radio News, I'm Jill Miller. Red flag warning was issued for portions of southeastern New Mexico and West Texas yesterday into last night. National Weather Service in Midland, Texas sent out the warning, which impacted the plains of Chavez and Eddy counties, along with Lee County, the Sacramento Mountains, the Delaware and Guadalupe Mountains, the Highway 54 corridor, and eastern Culbertson County. The warning took effect through early this morning. Southwest winds were gusting as high as 55 yesterday, with relative humidity as low as 5%. National Weather Service also put in place a fire weather watch for the same area that will last from tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Already, more than 20,000 containers of radioactive waste have been put underground near Carlsbad, and the state considering renewing a permit to allow storage operations to continue. The renewed permit would bring some changes to waste storage operations, and the public is allowed to comment on the proposal, but that window for public comment closing April 19th today at 5, in addition to format changes within the proposed permit. The updated permit would remove set closure dates for storage areas and instead close storage areas as they fill up with waste. The proposed changes also include suggestions from the New Mexico Environment Department aiming to ensure compliance with state law. A $1.6 billion sale of oil and gas assets in southeast New Mexico's Permian Basin closed last week as energy companies sought to increase their presence in the growing fossil fuel region. Matador Resources said the deal with NCAP saw Matador purchase Advanced Energy Partners' holdings, including oil and gas producing properties, underdeveloped acreage and midstream facilities in Lee County and Ward County, Texas. The assets were made up of 18,500 acres throughout the northern portion of the Permian's western Delaware sub-basin, estimated to produce up to 25,500 barrels of oil and natural gas equivalent in the first quarter of this year. I'm Joe Miller, NTD Radio News.